Well, hello, folks. Before we start today's episode, this week, I want to encourage you to sign up for the stewardship.com newsletter, and we will send you Lesson 1 of Financial Peace University for free. This lesson will kickstart your plan to save more this year. Go to stewardship.com and sign up for our newsletter to get this download absolutely free. Now, on to our show.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am so excited that today we have got the voice in studio. The voice is Chris Hogan, Ramsey Solutions speaker, and travels all over the country talking all about finance, talking about personal development, talking about retirement, and he launched the top-selling book in the entire country last month, and it was absolutely phenomenal. So can't wait to talk to him in just a moment. And before we do, I will tell you that, hey, listen, we've got a newsletter, that stewardship.com newsletter. So if your email inbox could use a little more encouragement each week, then sign up for the stewardship.com newsletter. If you sign up this week, you will receive a lesson from Financial Peace University for free. We'll just give it to you for free. So this is your opportunity to make a plan for your money that will change your life with this free lesson from Financial Peace University. So make sure you sign up for that. But like I said, we are so excited to have the author. That sounds good. The author of the number one selling book on Publishers Weekly, on the Wall Street Journal, you name it. This guy is phenomenal. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, my friend. It is a pleasure to be back with you again.
I bet you're pretty tired.
Dude, yeah. I feel good, Chris. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not tired anymore. I'm ready to rock, man.
So this, you know, 3-week trip was roughly, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so. And how much... you're all rested, and tell us a little bit about the trip. Give us the behind the scenes.
Well, I can tell you this. You know, doing the book tour was obviously, it was a little bit like riding a bull for 17 days, but it was incredibly intense, but it was so good. It was good to be able to connect and meet people out on the road, to be able to hear about their story, but to hear more, Chris, about the hope that they have from being connected to us, you know, as an entity, connected with Dave. And so it was an honor.
Yeah.
It was so good to get out there. I met people that had been to Counselor Training, Financial Coach Master Series. They've been to FPU, E1D. So it was core people cheering us on.
Yeah.
And so it was so great to be there.
That's cool. I know you're really passionate about the message, too. And, you know, we had a staff meeting right after you got back and celebrated everything that God did through you. And it was so great to see you thank the team and really point people back to the message and not you. And I love that about your spirit, that you're just really passionate about helping people.
Well, I think we all are as a team. I think you can get confused when you start to think that you've done anything. Mm-hmm. That you've been permitted to be a part of something. And that's how I see this. I'm a part of a team that has done this and had good success with this book because people needed this message.
Yeah.
And so, I'm honored to be a part of the team. I'm not confused about the blessings.
Yeah.
And about the grace. I don't have a skill that he didn't give me. And so I'm grateful for the gift.
Well, we appreciate you stewarding those skills. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship right here on the dial or on the web or on the podcast. You can call in with your questions. Chris Hogan's going to be answering questions with me today. And so we're very, very fortunate to be able to tap into his wisdom. The number is 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And as you're calling in, I do got to tell you about an incredible event where Chris Hogan and I will be speaking together. We will be in Minneapolis. Yes, Minneapolis on May 26th at Grace Church there in, I think I'm saying this right, Eden Prairie. Thank you so much to our station up there, 980 AM, KKMS. And man, appreciate y'all. Now, you've got Retired Inspired events coming up and all those kind of things.
Well, Chris, I mean, let's not push past this. Number one, I'm grateful that you're bringing me with you to Minneapolis. This is our first event.
Yes.
I mean, you and I, they've not allowed us out together. We are going to have a blast. Yeah. Listen, if you're in that area, come out. Yeah. You're going to have fun, and you're going to have an opportunity to hear about this Smart Money event, and we're going to have a blast. But yeah, Chris, I'm getting a chance to do some Retire Inspireds out and about and excited about that content. And so people are engaged, and you and I know people need encouragement.
Yes.
And that's what we're in the business of doing.
Actually, you know, that May 26th event, I got a tweet recently that said, as Ben Hardy on Twitter, he says, I want to know your thoughts on a Retire Inspired event in Minneapolis on May 27th, the day after.
Oh, wow.
So he's putting you on the spot.
I'm going to have to talk to people smarter than me to figure out that. But Ben, listen, I appreciate your spirit, and I'll check into that. And guess what? I'm going to come back on Chris Brown's True Stewardship and report to you here pretty soon.
There you go. I love it. Well, I said you could call in again to 866-357-3283. And our first call comes in from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Whitney. Whitney, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. How can we help you?
Well, I really appreciate y'all taking my call. But my husband and I are just trying to decide what we need to do next. I'm 30. My husband's 32. We have two young kids. One's 4 and one is 1. And we are debt-free except for our mortgage. We have about $12,500 or so in our emergency fund. I want to get it up to $15,000, but my husband's okay kind of sticking where we are. Mm-hmm. And then we are looking at steps 4, 5, and 6 is kind of what we need to do. And the question is, we have a investment in one single stock, and we've got, based on the market today, about $27,000 in that. So we're just trying, we want to change that into something else, invest it a little bit smarter, but just don't know where to put it.
Mm, good question. You get a multi-tiered question. You got stuff between college versus retirement. You've got single stock versus diversification. Chris, you got a lot of good insight on this.
Well, you really do. Whitney, number one, I want to congratulate you all. For being 30 and 32, you were sitting at baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You guys have done a great job, and you've been focused and diligent to get there. I think as you all sit down and talk, the most important thing is that you and your husband are on the same page. But as you start to look at this and you understand with the single stocks, what you're trying to do is to make sure you're diversified.
Right.
And so what I would do is, as you're talking to an investment professional, you said you talked to one who told you, you know, to use a regular mutual fund with the money, not a Roth IRA. As you begin to look at this, I think it's going to be really important to walk through and understand a few things. With stocks, whenever you buy that, as the price goes up or down, that's where you either have a realized gain or loss. So it can impact your taxes. And so what you want to do is walk through, do your homework, figure out where you are versus when you bought the stock. What's the best time to potentially try to sell it? But anytime, Chris, I mean, you have an opportunity for a Roth, you know, whether they're moving forward now with the other dollars, you know, maybe they decide to hold on to these. And Whitney, you guys, that is an option. You know, you could sit still with that, but move forward now being more diversified. What's your take, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to make sure it's an advantageous time to sell the stock for sure. And I think when you're thinking about this college scenario, I love what Chris writes in his book, Retire Inspired. He writes, there's a 50% chance that your kids are going to go to school and finish, right? But there's a 100% chance that you're going to need to retire. So when you're going through 4, 5, and 6 at the same time, you just got to be really careful that you don't overdo it on 5, on baby step 5. And those of you listening in, baby step 5 is where you fund for college and you bypass 4. You want to make sure you're doing that 15%. But the Bible's clear. Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, but divide your investments among many places, for you do not know what risk might lie ahead. And so you want to make sure you're diversifying, getting out of the single stock, but timing is going to be everything.
Right.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You're doing great. You're on the right track. And I just make sure you're watching that market real good. And, you know, you don't want to sell it low. If nothing's on fire, don't sell it low. Don't lose a bunch of money. But then you got to keep in mind opportunity cost on that Roth. You know, I'm saying, so if it's just a real slight loss and you can get out and then you can get that money into the Roth at a low, you know, so you got to just.
So yeah, I would suggest doing a Roth IRA instead of doing just a mutual fund.
For sure. For the tax benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
For sure. Yeah, you want to max out your Roth before you look at anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for your help today.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Whitney. All right, great call there. Next call coming in from Kansas City, Missouri. This is Susie. Susie, how are you?
Peachy. How are you, Chris's?
Oh, we're peachy too. I love that. How can we help you?
Well, my question is, my husband and I both just turned 62 in the middle of January. We have $0 for a retirement savings. Zero. And both of, well, I work for a school bus company, and I'm a driver, so I just started contributing a little bit, the 5% that they will match, and that's it because I make next to nothing. My husband, however, works for a small company. They don't have a retirement vehicle, so we make about, well, I got the W-2s out, $110,000 we made this last year, and we have $200,000 in debt, including the house. Well, really, it's $173,000, I'm sorry, including the house. Where do I go from here? What do you guys suggest that I'm the panic point is setting in on me.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. You've said we have no money for retirement like three times. You said you're aged twice, and you're saying these things, and what's happening is you are getting yourself a little bit in a frenzy, and then you said panicky at the end. I don't like any of that language. I would love for you.
I'm sorry, sir.
No, I would for you. I want you to just relax a little bit. Okay, there is hope, and this is what this show is all about: is delivering hope. And I don't like you feeling that panickiness. I don't like that. That's a new word, by the way, panickiness. but $173,000. How much of that is consumer debt, non-mortgage?
Non-mortgage is $50,000. We have $50,000 left.
Okay. All right. How's your health?
Peachy.
I love it.
We're both good.
Okay.
Smokes, and that's the only deterrent.
All right. Well, Chris Hogan has some very strong opinions about retirement and how it relates or doesn't relate to age.
Yeah. Well, Susie, listen to me. I've talked to a lot of people that are right where you are. And honestly, I've talked to a lot of them that are much worse off. And the thing,
oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I've seen it. And I've seen people like you all that look at this and start to get focused and they start to make some changes. You've got a good income, $110,000. As you all look at it, what I don't want you to be, I don't want you to be panicked. I want you to get focused. What we want to do is we want to make sure the next days in 2016 are all intentional. I want you to tell every dollar where to go and when it's allowed to leave you. Okay. I want you to put your money on a leash and take a look at how do we scale back lifestyle? What are some things we're going to give up so we can gain and make some traction? Now, the good thing is you guys being over the age of 60, you have the opportunities to do what's called catch up provisions, which means you can put more toward retirement than the average person. What we have to do is figure out where your money's going right now. And we're going to figure out how to give you guys a raise. And the best way to do that is by getting out of debt. And so what I want you all to do is to look at, do you have stuff sitting around the house to sell? Okay. In the next 48 hours, I want you guys to sit down together, make a list of things to sell, how much money could come in from that, and we're going to target it toward debt. Now, you woke up, God blessed you to have your life and your breath. That means you have opportunity. So what we're going to do is to move forward and get intentional. I want you and your husband to sit down, have a dream date, talk about this stuff together, and then make a list of the things you're going to do to start to change things today.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Wonderful.
here's Susie, here's the deal.
Yes,
is you've got a great income and you've got to get that thing to work. And so expenses down and you start paying off that debt and you've got the income up. You just got to get those expenses down as far as you can and start plugging away. You've got this.
We have two loans that are at 0% interest. One of them's $2,900 and the other is $18,000. And then the last one of the consumer debt is 4.9 interest and it's $25,709. It's got the higher balance, I know, but it's also got interest. I'm smacking it at that one that has interest right now. Is that an okay thing to do? Because they're both going to pay off the same time regardless.
Well, the $2,900 one's gone by the end of the month.
Okay.
And then you're going to the $18,000 first.
Okay.
Regardless of interest rate, you want to get the thing out of your life. I know what you're thinking, but if you play this thing out, the interest rate is not the difference maker. Your behavior change and you getting after it's a difference maker. So you're talking about a difference of, let's just go ahead and throw a number out there, maybe $800 over the next 3 years.
Okay.
$600 over the next, like that's even high.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal. The big deal is getting it out of your life. That's where you're going to win. Okay?
All righty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great questions. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You guys.
You too, ma'am. And Chris, here's the other thing, my friend. I think you and I have talked about this before. Whenever you look at it and you've got a good income coming in, if you can establish a baseline in your living expenses and say they're going to live on 30 or 40,
yep.
right? I mean, they're not going into a restaurant unless, like Dave says, they're working there, baby.
Exactly.
And so you look at that and now you start to throw that other 70 or 80 toward debt. Yep. Something's going to change.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to sound crazy, but nothing changes until something changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't change your mindset, you don't change your actions, then you're going to be right where you are.
Yeah.
And I want people to live more and do more for themselves in the future. So make those changes. Get focused, Susie. You and your husband get on the same page and let's knock this thing out.
That's right. I'm more and more convinced that people do not choose a poor future. They choose poor habits that shape a poor future. Folks, we have got Chris Hogan in the studio. He is a Ramsey Solutions a speaker and one of our personalities. He is absolutely amazing, and he is now a number one national best-selling author, which is very, very fun to say. And just a moment, we'll be talking all about Chris's thoughts on gold and natural resources. We'll see all about that, right? Very good. Well, I told you a little bit earlier about our newsletter, and you know, my prayer is as you listen to this show that you're getting some encouragement and that you want to steward your life a little bit better. You can also get this kind of encouragement delivered directly to your inbox with the stewardship.com newsletter. And this week only, listen up, when you sign up for the newsletter, you can get the Super Saving audio lesson from Financial Peace University for free. This is the first lesson in the 9-week program. It has given over 4 million people a plan for their money. And get this, the average person who goes through Financial Peace University saves $2,700 and pays off $5,300 in debt in the first 90 days. That's an $8,000 turnaround, and I want to give you the CD that talks all about it. So don't miss this opportunity to get this free audio lesson from Financial Peace University. Plus, get all the great content stewardship.com has to offer with the stewardship.com newsletter. Sign up today at stewardship.com.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com with your questions or your success stories at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, I told you that we were going to be talking all about gold. Chris Hogan's in the studio, and this email comes in from Daniel. He says, "Hey, Chris, I love the show. Keep up the great work. I have a question about my current investments. I'm in baby step 3 and working on my full 3 to 6 month emergency fund. I'm 31 years old now, but when I was in my early 20s, I unwisely purchased mutual funds of gold and natural resources. That just hurts to say. Since then, they have lost over 60% of their value. Shocker, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Should I hang on to these and hope that they return to their original price I bought them at and then sell, or sell them as soon as possible before they keep losing money? Thanks for your help and all you do. Hogan, I know you've got strong thoughts."
Well, you know what, Chris? The whole time you were reading this email, I'm having flashbacks to when I did my own version of this. And goodness gracious, if I could go back in time, I would tell myself just what I'm going to tell Daniel, and that is get with an investment professional. And Chris, I know you have some connected onto the show, but you need to sit down with someone and really walk through and understand kind of where you are. But here's the deal. You got to come to terms with you purchased something that was extremely volatile, mm-hmm. and it's done exactly what it's going to do, which is sink.
Yeah.
And so what I want you to do is to look at this, and you've got to make some clear decisions. You know, you hit on it. Do I try to move now and let go of 60% of the money, or do I risk losing the other 40%?
Right.
And that's the lesson. That's the hard lesson. I'm going to sit down with an investment professional, walk through this, look at it, understand my options, and then I want to make a decision. Check this out, Brown. This is one of those things that I do often. My wife and I sat down, and here's what we do. We try to make 2-year decisions.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean by that? I want to make a decision today that 2 years from now I can look back on and feel good about. Mm. And that's what I want him to do.
Yeah.
I want him to make a decision 2 years from now, looking back on it, you go, I'm glad I did that decision. And the only way you can do that is to get good guidance and good wisdom.
Yeah. And these options he's talking about, you want to make sure that you know you have several options. Right now in this email, your tone, it makes it sound like you only have one option. The only way that you can continue with this baby step three and go on to baby step four is if you do this. And I would just say you could probably pinch in some other areas. You don't have to sell this immediately and take the 60% loss. Mm-hmm. So know your options is the key, and you got to make sure you talk to an investment professional that you can trust. There's a call coming in now from Joplin, Missouri. This is Teresa. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you gentlemen doing?
We are doing fantabulously. How can we help you?
Wonderful. Well, first, I wanted to say congratulations to Mr. Hogan on his book.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I haven't picked it up yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it.
Well, Teresa, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you one, okay? We are going to send you a book. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my question is, I am a school teacher, and so my retirement is more pension-based. And as I'm going through baby step two, I realized that neither my husband or I did anything with our 401ks from our previous company, and that was over 7 years ago. And so I called the companies just to see if we had anything even in there, and I think combined between our two 401ks, it's a little under $4,000. So my question was, should we go ahead and roll that into a different 401k? Should we go ahead and cash it out and just apply it to our baby steps? We're not really sure what to do right now.
Okay, well, here's what I would do for sure. Number one, proud of you guys for putting money away. That is great, being intentional. But I would not ever cash this out. And I say that regardless of the size of it, you say there's almost 4,000 in there. If you were to cash this out, what you would get is maybe around $2,000, because 50% of it is going to get held back for taxes and fees. And it's like tapping Uncle Sam on the shoulder and asking for a tax issue later when you guys begin to file. So here's what I'd do. I would roll that over into an IRA, and then I would look at lifestyle or to get additional income coming in to attack the debt. And I say that, Chris, because in looking at this, it's always an option for people to look at, but it's not a viable option. And so we don't want to stop the growth. They've already put that money aside. Let's let it grow, but stay focused and get this money coming in from somewhere else.
Yeah, just Teresa, as a general rule, we don't want anyone ever cashing out retirement, period.
Okay.
It's a long-term instrument. We want it to stay in there for a long time. If you need funds for any specific reason at all, we really suggest that you pinch in other areas.
Okay.
All right, Teresa, stay on the line. Amanda's going to get your address, and we're going to send you Retire Inspired. Got an email here, Chris. It says, hey, Chris, thank you for... It's funny, all the Chris's, you know? And then Christy's in here sometimes, too. Hey, Chris, thank you for your show. I listen every day on the podcast. I'm about to finish baby step three, and I'm looking forward to baby step four. Folks, if you don't know what the baby steps are, we're talking about Financial Peace University. Feel free to check it out at stewardship.com. Several years ago, I started a solo 401k when I was... That's a self-employment 401k, folks. When I was making a good income working at a 1099 contract employee, I didn't use the Roth option since I needed the tax write-off. I haven't contributed to it for a few years. Now, I'm a salaried W-2 employee, making a much smaller salary and working for a small startup company with no 401k. Is it legal and a good idea to throw my 15% into the solo 401k under the Roth option? What do you think, Hogan?
Well, I think, Kim, this is a complex question, but a couple of things. Number one, I love the fact that you did a solo 401k, which is available to people that have started their own business or are contracting for themselves. Great opportunity. But you say now that you're working, you're a W-2 employee working for a smaller salary for a small startup with no 401k. I'm going to encourage you to sit down with an investment professional, because to my knowledge, if you're working for a company, then you're not self-employed, which means contributing to the solo 401k would not be an option. But I want you to double check on that and look at it. But here's what you can do. Even though you don't have a 401k where you work, it doesn't stop you from being able to save for retirement. And so, Chris, I encourage people out there, do the Roth. Mm-hmm. You know, and the reason why we say that, you all, is Roth is after-tax dollars, which means you're going to have tax-free growth. So I want people to max that out and then begin to look at mutual funds as another way of saving for the future.
It feels really good having a number one national bestseller in the studio. Chris Hogan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, listen, thank you for having me, my friend. It's always good to be on the show with you anytime.
Folks, it has been a pleasure. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you may be. We'll have a link for you under this episode with all the details where you can catch Chris Hogan live this spring, including his Minneapolis event with myself on the Smart Money Tour on Thursday, May 26th. And while you're there at stewardship.com, don't forget to sign up for the stewardship.com newsletter to receive the first audio lesson of Financial Peace University for free. Folks, let's continue in our neighborhoods, in our jobs, everywhere we go, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.